20 Americans have died in the war in Iraq. President Bush on Sunday thanked their families for their sacrifice.
I pray for God's comfort and God's healing powers to anybody, coalition, force, American, Brit, anybody who loses a life.
Since World War I, there's been an organization exclusively for mothers who have lost a child in combat. Members of the American Gold Star Mothers provide support for veterans and for each other. NPR's Ina Jaffe spoke with two Gold Star mothers in Long Beach, California.
A large American flag hangs from every balcony at Gold Star Manor. The flag is one of the basics here, like heat and light, provided for each resident. Once nearly every apartment in this sprawling retirement complex was occupied by a Gold Star mother. But the organization's numbers have dwindled, and there are fewer than a dozen living here now. 75-year-old Evelyn Dean lost her only child, James, in 1969 during the Vietnam War. He was 18 years old.
He really didn't have to go. If he decided he didn't want to go, they wouldn't have taken him because he was the only son. But he wanted to go. You know, at that age, you think it's a big thrill. You're not thinking about danger.
Evelyn's friend, Minnie Crittenden, lost her son, Thomas Stiles, in 1967. He was 19.
You never get over it. Your mind gets refreshed about it.
Minnie Crittenden comes from Austin, Texas. Evelyn Dean from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. The two women met and became friends here at Gold Star Manor. Both have been watching the war coverage from Iraq, grieving for the new war dead and their families.
I hate that they declared war, but I guess the president knows what he's talking about, what he's doing, you know.
It's a terrible thing, but you know there's going to be casualties. There'll be even more that'll die.
It's sad for people to get killed like that.
Watching the war coverage has freshened their grief at the loss of their own sons. Minnie pulls out two wallet-sized pictures of Thomas. He was a handsome young man, one of three of her sons that served in Vietnam.
He predicted his funeral. He said, "Mom, I won't be back." You know, I didn't believe him, you know. I thought he was just saying that. And sure enough, it really did happen. I guess he had some kind of intuition that it was going to happen. You know.
Evelyn's son, James, enlisted in the Marines before his 18th birthday and was killed just before his 19th. She remembers his casket on the altar at St. Mary's in Pawtucket. His funeral was 20 years to the day after she was married on the very same spot.
I took it very bad, but I didn't let on to anybody. I was strong about it, but I have my days, and I had my moments after that.
And she has her moments still, as does Minnie. They wish they could console the parents who will lose sons, and perhaps daughters, in this war, to say, "I know how you feel."
But even those words don't help. The best thing is just to give them a big hug and cry with them.
And pray for them.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
The American Gold Star Mothers have invited Minnie and Evelyn to come to Washington next Mother's Day to visit the Vietnam Memorial that neither of them has ever seen. Evelyn is looking forward to the trip, but Minnie has decided not to go. She says she's afraid to fly these days, what with all the trouble in the world. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Long Beach, California.
In the war news, U.S. Marines have captured a strategic bridge across the Euphrates River near the city of An-Nasiriyah in southern Iraq after 2 days of fighting Iraqi militia units. The U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is confronting Iraq's elite Republican Guard about 50 miles outside of Baghdad. U.S. troops are waiting for reinforcements before launching a full-scale attack, also facing a serious sandstorm. In southern Iraq, British forces are trying to clear up continuing Iraqi resistance in several areas, including at the vital port of Umm Qasr. A British commander said today that port is now open. The war's in its 6th day. So far, 28 U.S. troops and 17 British troops have died. These figures include troops killed in combat and deaths caused by accidents, such as helicopter crashes. Latest combat death came early today when a British soldier was killed in fighting near the southern Iraq city of Basra.